The Shepherd's Center in downtown Montrose is crowded this morning. People are here to tour the building during an open house event marking its grand opening. The center is run by Shepherd's Hand, a local faith-based nonprofit that serves the homeless and people in need.
Previously, this facility was used as a funeral home.
That's Gary Martinez, co-founder of Shepherd's Hand.
The area that we're currently using for the dining area was their sanctuary, and the area that we're in right now was the area that they had their events.
The room is filled with boxes. Martinez says that's because the building is still undergoing renovations.
This is where the community will be able to come in and use it for any number of activities.
In November of last year, the nonprofit moved into the building and started remodeling. The facility now has a dining room, commercial kitchen, food pantry, lockers, laundry, shower, and bathrooms. Carolyn Hickerson, a co-founder of Shepherd's Hand, says a variety of people use the center.
We certainly have the homeless, but sometimes it's seniors that are lonely that come for a meal and sit down together and talk to people. So the gamut. We have right now a family with four children that come in for our meals. They're living in their car.
Martinez says he hopes the center will serve as a central location for resources so people don't need to go to multiple places.
We see ourselves not only as providing food, the hot meals and the food distribution, but as a place where all of these different agencies can come together in one location and work with their clients. Again, their clients are clients.
He says Shepherd's Hand works with more than 20 organizations in Montrose on food distribution alone. Martinez sees a clear need for the services the nonprofit is providing. He says about 60 to 90 people come to the center daily when it's open. In February of this year, KVNF aired a story on homelessness in Montrose with support from the Solutions Journalism Network. The story highlighted a disagreement between the City of Montrose and Shepherd's Hand over zoning for the center. The city told the nonprofit its newly leased building wasn't zoned for a day center and therefore not officially approved. Shepherd's Hand planned to open the center despite the city's objections. Martinez says as a result of KVNF's reporting, things have changed.
What has happened is that the city planner defined the right of use for this area, which includes the ability for us to do what we do here.
Ann Morgan Thaler is the Montrose Deputy City Manager.
I think that there likely wasn't enough communication initially between Shepherd's Hand and the city. And one topic that we were able to work together and come to a mutual understanding about is that Shepherd's Hand is not intending to use that location for overnight shelter, which would not be compatible in that zone district. The code amendment that we made in response to working with Shepherd's Hand allows for daytime social service activities. So I think that that is a good result of us better communicating with one another.
Gary Martinez says he wants to expand services at the Shepherd's Center.
We're currently offering our services Monday through Friday. We have breakfast and lunch. I don't have Saturday, and that bothers me. I don't have Sunday, that bothers me, but I don't have the volunteers. I don't have the cooks. I don't have the people to chop up the salad and get the pancakes ready. So we need volunteers.
He says Shepherd's Hand opening the center is a long-time dream come true. For nearly a decade, the nonprofit operated out of other organizations' facilities.
I keep saying this somewhat jokingly, but Shepherd's Hand is no longer homeless. We have a permanent home here at 505 South 2nd Street in Montrose.
Reporting in Montrose, I'm Laura Palmisano.